This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to do a little oil 101, so to speak. We're going to have all kinds of oil tips, lubrication advice from Dan Watson. He's one of our great sponsors here on the show. You can check out his website at thelubepage.com, thelubepage.com, and he is a specialist in AMS oil products, and we're really going to have lots of fun with Dan in this hour of the show. If you've got a question for Dan about oil, he is the man to ask because he's got over 25 years of experience. So why don't you pick up the phone, give us a call toll free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email at bob@autoworldradio.com. That's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, joining us on the line is the man himself, the man with the great webpage called The Lube Page, Dan Watson. Dan, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Well, Bob, it's good to be back on the show with you. And hey, since the last time we were on together and answered some questions, I had quite a few people go via the website and ask me for questions about applications and some unique situations they have, and I just encourage the listeners to use that vehicle anytime they want. On the Lube page, you'll find a thing that says how you can contact Dan, and hey, it may take me a day or two, but I will always answer your questions, and I've had some pretty good ones that came on there, and that's the stuff I like. I like to be a little challenged on some applications.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with AMS Oil and your involvement with oil. You've been in the business for more than 25 years.
Well, I was I spent 23 years in the Navy, and I was an engineering specialist there, and so I retired out of the Navy, and I did a couple of different things, as people always do when they retire, but I got into using these AMS Oil products, and they just impressed me, and I, after a while of using them, I contacted the fellow that had got me set up to use them to find out a little bit more about the possibilities of doing something in it as a business, and so I got off and running, and things went really well, and, you know, I've kind of made a real business out of this, and it's been very successful for me. Now, it fits right into my interest in the things that I'm educated in, which are lubrication, because my background in engineering is kind of a broad-based looking at things like physics and chemistry and heat transfer and fluid flow and hydraulics and mechanical and electrical engineering, all the kind of things it takes to really be a principal specialist in nuclear propulsion in the Navy. So I've enjoyed getting into the lubrication industry after leaving the Navy, and it's really opened up a lot of interesting associations with people all across the country. And I decided that, like in everything, if you're going to specialize in it, you need to get some kind of certification saying that you know what you're doing. So
sure.
I decided to take this certification exam from this organization. I'll give you their name, and then we'll just go with their abbreviation, because it's the Society for Tribologists of Lubrication Engineers, better known as
wow.
STLE. And they're a big organization that certifies lubrication people at different levels, and I became certified as what they call a certified lubrication specialist from them. And it's opened up some vistas for me also, because I've written magazine articles and I've been on several radio shows and those kind of things. And so it's kind of fun in a way, because like I said, people have different questions, and I enjoy explaining things to people and seeing the light turn on when it becomes obvious to them something that they've just learned, and they get a charge out of figuring out how something worked that they never really understood, and they get a chance to understand it, and it's sort of a mutually beneficial thing.
Absolutely. We're already getting a few questions filtering in via email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Again, Dan Watson is our special guest for this entire hour. We're going to be talking to Dan about oil and talking about all his expertise as a oil specialist, and we'll talk a little bit more about AMSOIL as well. But one of the first questions that filters in comes from Idaho, where a gentleman, Mark, wants to know if the AMSOIL products meet API standards.
Well, he would start right off with a question which is more complex than it looks on the surface, because you would say, well, API standards, yes, absolutely, 100%. Now, but here's what you got to understand. There's two types of ways to look at API standards. The standard, meaning the all of the tests that's required to certify a product to the current API certification as SN, or in the diesel world as CK4, there's a whole series of tests that you have to run, and your lubricant has to pass these tests, and then you have met the specification testing requirements to say that my product meets that certification. Okay? Now, that sometimes gets confused with a thing they call API license. Okay? Ooh, wait, what does that mean? Well, that means that a company is willing to pay a fee to the American Petroleum Institute that allows them to say that my product is API licensed. Okay, now, what we're finding today, and AMSOIL's always taken this position, is they'll license the product when they think that's the best thing to do, and they won't when they don't think it's the best thing to do. And part of the reason for that is because all the API ever asks for are the absolute minimum standards to meet a certification. And so achieving that should be well below the threshold of your ambition. In other words, if all you want to do is make a tire that can go 10,000 miles, and that's the height of your ambition, then certainly make 10,000-mile tires, okay? But if the height of your ambition is to make a high-speed, competitive traction radial tire, then maybe you're not going to be satisfied with the 10,000-mile certification. So anyway, we find today that we've got a lot of company in this place, because when you go to Valvoline and some of these companies and you look at what they call their high-mileage oils, they're all API certified, but they're not API licensed, because they may exceed one of the API limits in a certain additive, such as an anti-wear additive like zinc and phosphorus or something else. So the API says, well, we won't license that to you if you're above that specification. But you meet all of our testing for certification. You exceed it all. So you're actually meeting the API certification, but you won't license it, and you choose not to license it because you won't limit your oil to that performance level. So I'm sorry to get into the weeds on that, but it is an important thing for people to understand out there. Because AMSOIL gets accused all the time, well, you're not API licensed or API certified. No, AMSOIL puts right on their bottle the latest API specification, because we exceed all those specifications. But only on a limited number of products are they actually API licensed, and that's on some of the ones that we have that are our mid-grade or lower-grade products in the bundle of products, which will sometimes be really more aimed at quick lube operations than at the high high performance conscious individual.
Sure, absolutely.
I hope that answers it enough at this time.
I think you did a great job, Dan. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the differences between synthetic oil and conventional oil. What's the difference between AMSOIL and the regular oil that people have been using for decades? All that is straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We are live across North America. We're also available in podcast form, on demand form, archive form. You can find out much more at our network site, GCNlive.com. Dan Watson is with us, and Dan has a great web page called The Lube Page. He is an experienced gentleman with all kinds of experience, not only in the U.S. Navy, where he was a nuclear propulsion specialist, but also he is a certified lubrication specialist. And Dan, I think it might be helpful for folks listening to talk about some of the advantages that synthetic oil, AMS oil in particular, has over conventional oil. For, you know, for decades there wasn't synthetic oil, and now with AMS oil, you've got oils for all different kinds of applications, not just one kind, but you've got a whole slew of different oils.
Well, absolutely. I think the best way to start out on this is to make sure that folks understand that synthetic oil in any significant quantity came about in World War II. The Germans had to develop synthetic oil because of the limits of conventional oil available to them for their military operations. So they made the first synthetic oils, which would have been ester-based type synthetic oils, out of alcohol. Okay. Now, that started, and it was out of necessity, because with the inexpensive, really inexpensive petroleum oils available, it would be real hard, especially in the transportation area, to gain much traction with the more expensive synthetic oils that could replace them in your automobile, for example. So we really had more of an economic problem going on, not a technology problem in the early days of synthetics, but they gained their traction in aviation, because in an aviation, a jet engine is a combustion turbine, and it can run temperatures 400 degrees in the exhaust area of the turbine, and you've got bearings on the intake of that turbine flying at, say, 40,000 feet, 35,000 feet, which is minus 50 degrees, and you've got an exhaust temperature of 400 degrees. So the same oil that's lubricating the bearings and its bearings in the front at minus 50 have to be able to lubricate the bearings in the rear at 400. And there just isn't a petroleum oil to match up to that. It's going to freeze it in the front. It's going to smoke it in the back. So the synthetic oil's ability to handle a very, very wide range of temperature from that minus 50 in the front to 400 in the back would be the reason why they're the staple of aviation for jet turbines. So they moved along evenly in that community out of necessity. But in the early 70s, a jet pilot, Albert Amatuzio, who was also a chemical engineer, started tinkering with trying to move this technology into an automotive application. And hence the name Amatuzio is where we get the name AMS oil synthetics from. So about 1971, it produced the first synthetically API-rated 10W-40 motor oil for an automobile. 1973, Mobil brought in actually a European import to sell as their first synthetic engine oil, Mobil 1, in the United States. So the AMS oil guys truly have this logo, says first in synthetics, and they really were ahead of the game in 1971, but they were so small they wouldn't have made pocket change for the Mobil oil company. Let's be serious, okay? So anyway, in synthetic oil, as I said with the jet engine, we start to talk about what's the difference in these oils. Well, let me give a sort of an analogy here. Cotton is a wonderful, natural element, okay? Cotton. You just fiber. You can't beat it. I like wearing cotton breeze and all that kind of stuff. It's natural. Now, plastic line in the fishing world, we call that monofilament line. That's a synthetic, okay? Now, I can take that cotton line and I can clean it up, make it as pure as it can be, and I can dye it red, blue, or green, whatever color I want to dye it, and it might be able to handle 5 pounds of stress pressure. I can take that thin piece of monofilament synthetic plastic line And that thing, at half the thickness of that cotton line, can handle 50, 60, 70 pounds of stress before it snaps. The difference is I manufacture the synthetic plastic line. I manufacture it. I make it what I want it to be. All I can do with the cotton, it's a natural product, so I can only clean it and adjust it. I can't make it what it's not. So to make sure everybody understands, synthetics are simply superior because they are engineered to be superior. They have different structure than the natural element that comes out of the ground. They're still hydrocarbons, which is what the oil is. But in the true chemical-made synthetics, they are hydrocarbons arranged by the chemist in a certain structure, which makes them superior in their strength for lubricating properties. So, looking at the advantages, let's hit those real quick before we run into the break. A good synthetic engine oil will have a very, very wide range of temperature, from very cold to very hot, and it will be able to maintain its lubricating quality and not lose its viscosity at high temperature and not freeze to a solid at low temperature. So it's got a very wide operating band. That's an advantage in an automobile because, as everybody knows, we today don't really want to change our oil in Minnesota in the winter and then in Minnesota in July have to put in a different oil. We'd like to be able to use a multi-weight oil that can cover wide ranges of temperature and still lubricate and protect. Okay, that's the important thing. Still lubricate and protect. And the range on this synthetic oil, for example, our AMSOIL Signature Series oil, you're talking about a petroleum oil that normally has a normal operating range. It'll top out at maybe 250, 260 degrees for its normal operating band. Thicker the oil, it might make it to 300. But we're talking about normal operating band that goes well above 350 degrees for the synthetic and an intermittent operating range that goes to 450. So we've got a product that we really can't overheat in your standard automobile engine. Now, people will be saying, yeah, but we haven't had trouble with just basically cooking oil in up through the years. We haven't seen that. Well, yeah, you really have, because you've been having to change oil at 3,000 miles in any kind of severe condition. And one of the main reasons you have to change it is because it's probably thickened 2 grades from oxidation and vaporization because it just can't take the heat. So you went from a 30-weight oil up to a 50-weight oil by the time you drained it out in 3,000 miles. You just didn't know all that was happening because you don't analyze your oil. You just drained it at 3,000 miles. And 3,000 miles on a good grade synthetic, it hasn't changed at all. It's still right in that 30-weight band that you bought it. It hasn't suffered a lot of oxidation. So I hear that music coming, so we'll pick it up after the break, Bob.
All right, sounds great. Dan Watson is with us. We're talking AMSOIL. We're talking synthetic versus conventional oil. And we're going to have lots more with Dan straight ahead. And if you'd like to email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll go right to me and to Dan. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back to Auto World. Dan Watson is with us from thelubepage.com. We're talking about AMSOIL and the product lineup, and in particular before that hard bottom of the hour break, Dan was explaining, as a certified lubrication specialist, the differences between conventional oil and synthetic oil. So, Dan, you've already outlined a great deal of difference. Certainly, I would imagine when it comes to heat and when it comes to longevity, synthetic holds a huge advantage over conventional. Give us some other areas of advantage.
Well, one of the things that happens to any hydrocarbon product is that that oil is susceptible to interaction with oxygen, okay? And when you make a true synthetic oil, it's virtually neutral with reacting to oxygen. It does not have a natural reaction with oxygen. Now people go, well, what is oxygen reacting with oil? What does that do? Well, guess what? Oxidized oil is known in the vernacular to most people as sludge and varnish. Okay? So when I got a product that basically is just neutral when it comes to reacting with oxygen, this product can go a long, long time because in petroleum or conventional-based oil, they're so reactive with oxygen that they have to load the oil up with antioxidants to prevent that oxidation from happening. And, of course, those antioxidants are used up more rapidly at high temperatures. And the reason I bring this temperature up so much is, folks, you got to realize that we have the automotive industry, due to pressure from the Environmental Protection Agency, pushing thermostat temperatures higher and higher. When I was a boy, and then the first vehicle that I ever drove, 165 degrees was the thermostat temperature. Now we're talking about 205 degrees. And the oil that was being used in my 165 degree application was a 40 weight oil. Now we have many cars using 20 weight oil with thermostat set at 205. So we're pushing the limits by having a perfect storm. We want to heat the cars up more to reduce their emissions, okay, and get better efficiency for fuel burning, okay. But at the same time, we want to go thinner on the oil to have less drag and higher fuel economy. The problem is that the higher temperature is just absolutely counterproductive to petroleum oil being able to handle those temperatures. So what happens? If we're going to be into 20 weight oils as the primary lubricant in future cars, and now Honda is in Japan, they already have 0W16 in cars.
Wow.
You have to go to synthetic engine oil because there are no natural petroleums that can survive in a 0W16, 205 degree thermostat temperature. It doesn't exist. So we're being pushed by these factors into really synthetic oil being the primary lubricant for future cars. Now, Toyota about 5 years ago went bumper to bumper synthetic. Everything in the new Toyota, from the transmission, gear lubes, everything, engine oil, it's all synthetic. And that's because they just couldn't see any way to provide the long endurance, good life of their cars without improving the lubrication up to a standard that they could do. And Mercedes-Benz, all synthetic. BMW, almost all synthetic. Okay, so all these really high-quality cars, they're all moving to synthetics, especially in the 20-weight oils, because you just can't show protection. Now, okay, so here we talked about that I don't want it to react with oxygen. I want it to have a wide temperature capability so that it doesn't thin out at high temperatures. And there's another factor in it. I want it to not react with oxygen, so that's plus for the synthetic oil again. And then I also look at a thing that's called volatility. And what that means is, if I take this oil and heat it up to a certain temperature and let it sit there for so long, how much of it will literally vaporize and disappear? Okay? Mm-hmm. That's called vaporization. The more volatile an oil is, the more it easily vaporizes, the quicker it thickens from one grade to the next, because it is what they call the lightweight constituents that boil off. So all of a sudden, I've got this oil that I started with a 30 weight. I've lost a quart to vaporization, and you'll never see it because, remember, you got that positive crankcase ventilation system. And as that oil vaporizes and forms a vapor in the crankcase, it gets sucked out by the PCV system, and it burns it, and it's gone. And so you're not really burning it in the old-fashioned way that people thought of oil getting past the rings and being burned in the cylinder. It's going as a vapor because it's so hot. It's being sucked out of the crankcase into the PCV system, which puts it right down the throttle body of the engine, and you burn it anyway. So anyway, if you have low volatility, you don't have a lot of that happen. And good grade synthetic oils have, in many cases, a third, 30% of the volatility of a comparable petroleum. So there are hardly any aspects of lubrication, if you line it up in a chart, that the check for superiority doesn't go in the synthetic side of the check column. So this whole, years ago we were in this in the 90s about arguing a lot with people about whether synthetic oil was a superior product. That whole argument is history, really. There's no one in the lubrication world that will try to tell you that petroleum beats synthetic in anything except price. Most petroleum should be cheaper than synthetic. Okay? But it's like radial tires and bias ply tires, Bob. You remember when bias ply tires were the thing? I mean, you're not as old as I am, but I remember bias ply tires were the thing.
Sure.
And now you can only buy a bias ply tire for your trailer. Radials have completely replaced the bias ply tires as the primary tire of choice for almost every application for automotive and transportation application. And that's because radios are a superior technology to bias ply tires. And in the same way, synthetic, true synthetic lubricants are superior to any petroleum lubricant in the market. So the question is how the consumer, and this is what we probably need to talk about, on through the rest of the show, how you, the consumer, make sure you don't get taken to the cleaners. Because right now, there's a whole bunch of people out there that like to sell you something that they're labeling as synthetic, that you pay a higher dollar for it, and you wonder what happened to your money, because there's some really inferior products that keep floating into the marketplace, and you have to guard yourself against them, because the one thing that as a consumer, at least I as a consumer myself, always want to know is that I got what I paid for. I mean, if I go to the hardware store and buy some gallon of paint that I want to paint with, and I'm the kind of guy, I look for the, I don't know, I just name a couple I look for, like Benjamin Franklin or something, you know. I'm sorry, Benjamin Moore paint. And when I look at these, I know a guy says, well, that's going to cost you $10 more than this other gallon. And to me, the way my mind works is I go, well, I think it's worth the $10 because I want to put it on. It's the labor that's hard for me. When I'm done with it, I want it to last 5 or 6 years. I don't have to worry about it because I just put all this time and effort in to do it. And if I get that paint and it really does what I want it to do, then I figure I've got my money's worth. What burns me up is that I buy something that they make the claims that it's that good, and then it turns out to be trash. That really burns me up more than anything. So when we're talking about oils, lubricants, I just want to advise the consumer, and I know we'll be up against a breaker again, but in the last segment, I want to give you some cautions on you need to look these things over, and you never today be careful about buying any oil that you've never heard of. Okay, you just got to be careful. Some different states have already fined and run some people out of their states for selling inferior products. And today, I'm running into synthetics in my business that are being sold to customers for less money than petroleum. Now, I tell you, that's categorically impossible. You cannot make a synthetic engine oil for less money than petroleum. You can't do it.
No, absolutely not. We'll continue with Dan Watson and find out more about AMSOIL, how it can help you save money and make your engine last longer. And lots more straight ahead. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
I'm on the road again.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today as we have all kinds of fun with Rob Molnar, the chief enthusiast at both J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. And we've got an artist joining us, renowned artist Paul Leggett, who has done lots of work for J.C. Whitney and also done automotive art and illustrations for magazines such as Motor Trend, Racer, and D-Sport. He's also been working on the graphics for many J.C. Whitney projects and has done work for the Daytona 500 and for the Indy 500. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Before the break there, we were talking about the 1961 Series 62 Cadillac that, in conjunction with J.C. Whitney, is being restored, and I went on to the blog and took a quick peek, and boy, as Rob said, this is a beautiful looking vehicle.
It's awesome. It's pretty much breathtaking is what I would say. It's not just, you know, that kind of peak American design, but you know, it's got chrome, it's got acres of metal, it's got big, roomy, comfortable interior. It's just a really striking vehicle. I mean, when it rolls down the road, I think it's got kind of a unicorn feel to it. It's just, there's not a lot of other vehicles like it on the road anymore. And Paul, fortunately, is somebody who likes to take these vehicles out and drive them. He's not, you know, he's not terribly worried about, is it going to get a scratch, or is it going to get some dirt on it? So he takes it out, and it's like a rolling art show when he takes either of his classics out.
That's great. What is the reaction, Paul, when you're out driving this vehicle?
It's just exactly what Rob said it perfectly. You know, as soon as you sit in the car, you know you're sitting in a different era of automobile. Probably, in my opinion, the height of American car design. You just sit behind the wheel before you turn that key, and you, from left to right, you're looking at some amazing design and just every single inch of detail that went into it. And then you turn the ignition, and that big rumble of the V8, and you rev it a little bit, and the car kind of twerks, and it's just amazing. amazing. And as soon as I leave the neighborhood, old and young alike, I'll have the guy walking down the street walking his dog. He'll give me the thumbs up. And also have that kid on his bike who won't stop and look. And they all know they're looking at something unique that pretty much looks like a rocket ship.
Yeah, it is beautiful, and folks like to check it out. Go to blog.jcwhitney.com. This was posted on October 29th of last year, and Paul, you did some wonderful photographic work with this and taking pictures of all the different parts that you're replacing. Tell us a little bit about that labor of love.
I'm fortunate enough to have a good friend, Steve Lepper, has a garage called Gearheads Garage in Fountain Valley. I let him know that Rob and I were getting this project off the ground and wanted to, just do it right. And so we took our time and we kind of mapped out a strategy of what needed to get done first. Because we're talking about about a 5,400 pound vehicle, I think. So Steve suggested we needed to work on the brakes first.
Good idea.
You want to get it moving, but you want to stop it as well. So I sat down with Steve, and he mapped out a game plan, and he gave me a list of parts, and I sat down with Rob and tried to figure out what J.C. Whitney could help me with, and we kind of took it from there. I wanted to keep it as original as possible. I know, I've seen enough conversions out there where people have gone with disc brakes and different types of modern suspension, but I wanted to keep, true to what the car was and how it feels like when you're driving down the road.
Yeah, that was a very smart move as far as I'm concerned. And you've got a great illustration here of the braking system and in the way the brakes all work together to bring this large vehicle down from speed. And that itself is a really, really cool drawing, Paul. And tell us a little bit more about Big Lou. You mentioned he passed away about 14 years or so ago.
Yeah, unfortunately he died of cancer, but he had a full life. He was an amazing individual, quite a character. I tell people about him on a weekly basis. I let people know that it was his car first. He was the second owner, but if you can imagine, Big Lou, he was a Italian American raised in Rhode Island. And he had that really kind of gruff, kind of Eastern accent with a hint of Italian, very mob-like. He worked as a glazer, setting windows and buildings, and as a foreman. So he had a very authoritative voice. And if you can imagine this character retiring and moving to New Mexico, driving a giant 61 Cadillac. You would almost imagine that he was part of the FBI Witness Protection Program. he loved to flaunt his Italian heritage and his cooking, and he was an artist in his own right as well, an amazing sculptor, something that he took up late in life, and he just kind of learned on his own, and he attended a few community college classes and learned how to use bronze molds, and I have some of his pieces in my house right now, beautiful works of art. So that's Big Lou's car, and I'm keeping it going for him.
That's great. And as you go through the story here on Big Lou's Cadillac, towards the end, get a little glimpse of the BMW parked in the garage. What's the color scheme on the BMW?
The color scheme is, like the Cadillac, I wanted to keep it as original as possible. And the BMW calls the color Malaga. But it's more of like a burgundy or a maroon color. So I kept true to that. And the interior is the traditional black. I took some license with that. I didn't go with OEM restoration. I found a great place in Santa Ana that does custom interiors. So, just a little bit of personality of mine has gone into that. It has a just a four-cylinder inline engine, not a TII, just normally aspirated. With Rob's help, I went and purchased a secondhand engine, and it's sitting in D-Sport right now. Kind of trying to figure out what to do with it. I know I'm going to make the car go a little faster. I just not quite sure what to do yet. So that's kind of the next project in line after the Cadillac is finished.
And, Paul, we must have you tell us about your garage, which you've done a lot of renovation work. You've got some great posters up and other drawings. It looks really cool.
Thanks, yeah. If people want to take a look at that, I posted a few of those photos on my Facebook page as well as Instagram at PLAG Doodles. While the Cadillac was gone, I had some elbow room in there to kind of create my dream garage. And also an art studio, a place where I can kind of spread out and keep my art supplies just kind of at hand instead of putting them away all the time. But I have a great passion for all things mid-century and early 60s. So I have a giant James Bond movie poster on one wall, and on the side of the Cadillac sits on, I have a giant 8x12-foot poster of the original Ocean's 11 movie with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. So I get to hang out with the Rat Pack every night when I'm drawing.
Rob, have you had the pleasure of seeing this amazing garage with the posters on the walls and all the other cool stuff?
Oh yeah. I've spent quite a lot of time. I helped Paul hang the Ocean's 11 on the wall. It's amazing to watch him work, and I was so enamored with what he did in his garage. I asked him to put up a big movie poster of Grand Prix in my garage. So now I get to look at that when I pull into my garage. It's quite a treat.
Absolutely. Well, they're chasing us out the door, gentlemen. Rob, thank you so much, and Paul, thank you so much for being a part of Auto World.
My golden retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Stanley will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.